Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on my account that I did not authorize, and it gave this phone number for it, and I want to know what I can do about it.
Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
38843.
And your first and last name?
Vicky Oliveri.
Could you verify your address for the security of the account?
Sure. 4 Wildman Drive, Fulton, Mississippi, 38843.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, so I do see that a contest entry was done for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it enrolled you.
Yes, I didn't do that. I don't know who did that.
So with that contest entry, it did enroll you into the Bite Sub, so you don't recall doing that contest entry on the 5th of March?
What did you say?
Do you recall doing the contest entry on the 5th of March?
No.
Could it have been anyone in your household?
No, I have the card in my wallet. But I do a lot of things online with my card.
So we are running a monthly special, and I can offer to get this down to $20 a month for you.
No, thank you. I didn't make it. I don't want to do any. I don't even know. What did you say it was for?
A contest entry for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yes. No. I don't need that. Didn't make that.
Okay, so I can go ahead and get your account canceled. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Are they going to refund the money?
Well, I can offer a 50% refund on that charge.
How much?
50%.
How come I can't get the amount back?
Well, the most I can do as a courtesy is $55 refund with a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay.
And I can take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into your account.
Okay. I'll take that.
All right. And thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.